Just in case you weren't counting, there are 291 days until the general election in November and just 124 days before the party primaries in Arkansas this spring. But another important election-related deadline is approaching. Candidates for office can begin formally filing their intentions to run February 24th. The filing period will last until March 3rd. Later this month, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith is offering a how-to guide for potential candidates. Topics covered in the two-day symposium include rules about filing, fundraising, and more. Ozarks at-large's Kyle Kellums recently talked to UAFS officials about the workshop.
For years, reporters seeking opinions from voters have sought out coffee shops or diners to ask the cliched average citizen what she or he thinks about an issue or candidate. So it's fitting that a discussion about possibilities for the 2014 election cycle in Arkansas would take place at the new Starbucks inside the Smith Pendergraph Campus Center on the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus. But this conversation wasn't about issues and not even about specific candidates. UAFS this month will host a workshop designed to help people seeking office be able to navigate the maze of electoral politics.
And yes, it doesn't matter if you're an independent, if you're a Democrat, if you're from the Sunshine Party or whatever it may be.
Henry Rennie is the dean of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. This week, he discussed the ideas behind this first ever workshop to be held over 2 days later this month.
These things apply to everybody, that you are going to file for office and that you have to do certain things in terms of preparing that paperwork. All of these kinds of things are what we're gonna be covering in this workshop.
Hundreds of people this year will decide to run for office, from school board positions to city councils to state legislative seats. Making the decision to run for public office may be the easiest part of the process for a novice. Henry Rennie says the workshop is an extension of the new political science department at UAFS. Launched after increased interest in the major, Rennie says the workshop is intended to be part of the school's public service outreach.
We are expanding things that we're doing to not only for the students here on campus, but also for the community. And that's one of the main reasons why we're doing this, is that, we operate under a political system that depends on citizen participation. And so this workshop was designed in order to give people insight and knowledge, background, into how to run for office. What do I do? How do I construct a campaign? How do I raise money? How do I get my message across? All of those sorts of things.
The symposium is open to possible political candidates in not just Arkansas, but Oklahoma and Missouri as well. Those who attend will hear from people who have run for and won political races from both sides of the aisle. The keynote speaker is Shane Broadway, a former state legislator who is now the director of the Department of Higher Education in Arkansas. There will also be representatives from local ad agencies and others familiar with campaigns. Rennie says a subject that can be particularly problematic for first-time candidates, campaign funds, will be addressed.
Fundraising in particular has gotten a lot of PR lately. There's been a lot in the press that there are a lot of ins and outs and legal things, ethical, not just ethics, but the actual legalities of how to use campaign funds and what you can and can't use those funds for. So we're not going to say that this is going to be a course we're going to prepare you to operate as a legal advisor or anything, but we're going to try to make people aware of these pitfalls and filing deadlines, and that you have to fill out forms about your fundraising periodically and provide the information to the state.
Even somebody with just a cursory interest in Arkansas politics is probably aware of recent problems office holders have had with campaign funds. One constitutional officer has resigned because of ethics-related charges, another scheduled to do so February 1st. Henry Rennie says the meeting January 24th and 25th should help.
And often their excuse will be, oh, gee, I didn't know, or I wasn't aware of that, or it's just a... But, you know, this is the law. We expect the people who run for office to have knowledge of the laws and to follow those, yes.
Organizers say topics covered should make the event attractive not just for political candidates, but also potential campaign managers or public relations types. The UAFS Center for Lifelong Learning is helping administer the workshop, and Jeff Adams, the director for the Service Center says interest is apparent from a wide range of people.
With the type of audience we anticipate coming and attending the seminar, we also have the opportunity, if you are a vendor that provides materials, supplies, advertising to this type of audience, then there is that opportunity to take a table and be in front of this audience as well.
Organizers say they think the symposium is a first for this region. They say they can't find many examples of similar workshops anywhere in the country, though there are some designed for people seeking national office that are held around the Washington, D.C. area. Henry Rennie, the dean of the UAFS College of Humanities and Social Sciences, says he wants this and possible future workshops to be the antithesis of cynical attitudes toward the electoral process.
Getting involved. Everybody talks, everybody has an opinion, everybody complains, but when it comes down to it, if you want to make change happen in this world, you have to get involved. You have to go be a part of the system. And this helps you to navigate that system and helps you get at least the entree and the basic understanding of all the ins and outs, the underlying things that you have to do in order to get yourself elected to office.
Jeff Adams says a meet and greet scheduled for the end of the first day of the workshop could also possibly help create some goodwill when possible Republican candidates and possible Democrats can introduce themselves to each other.
And an evening mixer for the candidates to sort of get together and get to know each other. Hopefully coming from different parts of the state and even Oklahoma. We've kind of targeted both Oklahoma and Arkansas with this seminar.
The cost of the workshop is $125. It's officially titled, So You Want to Get Elected. It's scheduled to take place January 24th and 25th at the Blue Lion, that's downtown Fort Smith, a venue formerly known as Second Street Live. You can register by calling the UAFS Center for Lifelong Learning at 788-7220, or you can follow a link that's at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. And before the end of the conversation this week, Henry Rennie was asked which he thought was more difficult, running for office or starting a degree program at a university like the new political science program at UAFS.
That's a great question, but it's certainly both of them take a lot of planning and motivation, that you have to be motivated. But there's also, you know, getting a new program approved at a university level, you have to navigate a tremendous amount of bureaucracy to get those approved at various levels. And the same thing has to happen when you're running for office, that you have to have the right kind of paperwork filled out, you have to go to the right agencies, and of course, ultimately, you have to get the voters to elect you. So there's a lot of that is very similar.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.